Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I tell you, if you're here, if you're watching online, you want to know how to get them chains to get broken, just do this to the Lord. So here you are, just put your hands out there and let Him break them. You got to give Him your chains. If you want them broke, you got to give them to Him. Break them, Lord. You just got to, hey, he's the chain breaker. Just come up here, Leo's got something it's in his heart he wanted to share. Might be a chain-breaking testimony, probably. Usually is.
Hallelujah. Hey, Pastor, we're Troutman's last Saturday, and we got to noticing this waitress that was there, and she was hurting. And we called her and said, "Can we pray for you?" She said, "Yeah, pray for me." So we prayed for her, and we started to leave. And when we started to leave, the Lord direct my attention to Petrie that worked in the mill with us. And I went over and shook his hand. I said, "Hey, Petrie, how are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing good." He said, "But I'm ready to go." I pondered that in my mind when I walked out. I pondered that in my mind. And on the way home, the Lord come to me and He said, "Hey," He said, "don't be ready to come home. I'll bring you home when I get ready for you to come home. You've got stuff to do while you're here. You've got one more person to hug. You got one more person to praise to. You got one more person that you share God with." He said, "You'll come home when I get ready for you to come home." So don't give up on what God's called you to do. Do what God's called you to do. Don't get weary in well doing. But do what God's called you to do. Be in God's favor and not your own. Thank you, Jesus.
Leo, I think you're probably getting another opportunity to see Him again. Yeah. Amen? Because God always makes sure
it didn't go unfinished.
That's right. Amen. For every opposition that's against you too, that's an opportunity. The Lord told me that. Thank you, Jesus. Leo, before you go, see that big pillar right there? Shoot that thing up here. You can throw it. Just easy now. Easy, man. I know the power that's in that man. Let's see. Baker, you've been gone a long time. It's kind of like you're the guinea pig up front. Come up here, Baker. You don't have to come up on the stage. I want you to stand down there. You're going to be in the message, you know. They say the worst thing about being a pastor's kid is a lot of times you get worked into the messages. It's just, I'm sorry, you're one of my big kids anyway. Right. But anyway, before I use Terry, I'll explain to you quickly how I got this pillar. At Christmas time, does anybody have any Christmas games y'all like to play? You know, your family tradition games. You know, you buy a $5 gift, you come, you wrap it up, and you go around and you pick, and I want that one, and then you... Sometimes you make your own rules as you go. Sometimes somebody got to write those rules down. Because the first person to pick has a choice at the end of the game to steal something that somebody else has got. Well, I think this is my choice. I went up there and picked it, and nobody took it. But it kind of grew on me a little bit, you know. Can y'all see that out there, what it says? Joy. Okay. So it's not just a pillar. It's got a name Joy on it. So I got this. And so last night... I've learned, you'll learn if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit, that sometimes because you can't sleep at night, it's because the Lord's trying to minister to you, especially if you're in the fivefold ministry. Because usually when I lay down to go to sleep, unless somebody's snoring kind of loud or the dog comes in there and jumps on me, and then he's a big dog, you know, you wake up having a good sleep. That ain't God. He ain't gonna, the dog ain't going to mess my sleep up. He can use an animal, but he ain't going to jump on you. But anyway... Where was I going with that? Anyway, I couldn't sleep, so I said, you know, I got up, and I went and started reading and studying. I knew what I was going to minister on, but I just started reading and studying some more, and then I laid down. grabbed that old pillow. I had about three pillows. And I laid my head down, Terry, and as I'm sitting there, and when I got up this morning, he said, look at that pillow and say, I'm going to bring it into the message today. The Lord said that. I'm going to bring it into the message today. So, Terry, look at that pillow. You can touch that thing, right? And the Lord reminded me about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. So I picked Terry because he's a man of God. I've known him a long time, since 2008, 2009, maybe before that. You came to Spirit of Faith, and I think ministered in song. And so I trust Terry. I trust that he's in the Lord spiritually. He's a man of the Word. Squeeze that pillow, Terry. That's Barbara's pillow. Come on, that's Barbara's pillow. Squeeze that thing. Now this ain't a push for Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. This is my pillow. I love Mike Lindell because I'm probably going to buy some of those satin sheets and pillows because he's a man of God and he's done a lot for the kingdom. Can you feel that joy, Terry? Can you feel the joy? Can you feel that joy? You can feel that joy. I think I done picked the wrong contestant. Squeeze it again, Terry. Squeeze it again. Squeeze it again.
No.
Thank you, Terry. Read that pillow, Terry.
Joy.
It says joy. So why are you not experiencing joy? Oh, Selah. You can answer. Go ahead.
This is not the Lord.
Amen. Can we touch Jesus? Thank you, Terry. If that said Jesus, Reed, come up here. This pillow just matches him. Look at that. Red on red. See, this is not planned. This is not staged. This is just the Lord through Pastor Robert Jackson. You're not going to get this at another, any other church like this. I'm sorry. No, I'm not apologizing. Hold that, Reed. If that says Jesus, that's Jesus. It says Jesus on that pillow. Squeeze it. Don't squeeze that pillow. That's Jesus. That his name's on that pillow. You feel Jesus? Within. See, that's the key. Give me that pillow back. That's a man of God too. See, to experience joy, you have to experience Jesus. I'll just leave that right there. It won't stay there. It don't match. I'm not good on matching. That don't match. But it matches today. What if that pillow, what if that pillow was called happy? And I went and I got that pillow and I squeezed that pillow. Would that make me happy? If you into pillows, it might make you happy. You know, if you're a pillow person, you just go around and shop for pillows all day. And if that was your particular happy pillow that day, that might make you happy. What if it said prosperous? Prosperous pillow. I tell you what, you can squeeze that pillow all day. It ain't going to pay your bank account. It ain't going to pay your bills. I don't care how prosperous it says it is. Right, Terry? Now, this is introduction to our theme, Fear Not, for the Lord is with thee. This is just a little bit different introduction. So would having it make you prosperous? Not that pillow. But like we said, what if it said Jesus? If you bought it. Now, I'll tell you, when I went 20-some years ago, I went down to the beach by faith, took my glasses off. If much of y'all have looked at my glasses, you really know I was acting in faith. Drove all the way to the beach with glasses off. It was a blurry trip. That healing has not manifested yet. But when I got down there, and you can go, it's either up in my office or down here. We was at Faith Covenant listening to Pastor Jim on Wednesday nights, but I had went down there. Somebody had brought into church and showed how they had made some. I got that backward. We went down to the beach, and I was having problems. I was trusting the Lord for my healing, for my eyes, so I did everything by faith without my glasses. I even read my Bible, large print, without my glasses. Struggled to do it, but I was just doing it, trusting God. And then my wife likes to go out and get those, what do you call those things? We go out and get tomatoes on the side or out there on the road to, fresh food markets, yeah. She'd like to go out and get the cantaloupes right out of the garden. So, you know, I'm like, go get what you want. I'm on vacation. I won't be in the motel in the air conditioner resting. So she's out there, and I'm waiting, but I'm kind of walking around like I know what I'm looking at real good because I got my glasses off. You know, I'm just, how would you say that? By fake, getting my healing by credit. I can see. But then something did catch my eye. I looked and I squinted because if I squint, things would get a little bit clearer. And it was a board, but when I seen something different than the board. If it was a pillow, it had been a pillow, but it had the name Jesus on it. And what somebody did, they took a board and they carved it out, and in the dark, they painted it. They painted Jesus. I saw it, Terry, like I saw Jesus. I saw the word. I was so impressed. I didn't get it, but I was like, I showed Sherry that I see Jesus. I'm getting my healing. See, it was just something the Lord put before me. It was him. It was his word put before my eyes. I said, I'm going to keep on believing. We came back that next week, and it might have been a couple weeks. Went to Wednesday night Bible study. Somebody gets up and starts showing how they carve these things, and they're giving them away, and it was the same thing. And they said, if there's anybody out here, I put my hand up. If there's anybody out here who'd like to have one, I put my hand up. I wanted it. I didn't have to pay for it, Tammy. Somebody gave it to me. I keep it as a memorial. It's not Jesus in the physical, but it's Jesus. See, I can't grab that board and feel Jesus. Because, see, you can't touch Jesus with the flesh. You touch him within. Within. And, see, that's what he wanted you to hear today to this opening. Jesus said, you must believe and you'll see. See, it's in your believing that you know him. You can't believe with your five senses. That's not believing. That's what you can, and that can be deceiving. Because the devil operates in the sense realm to deceive you. See, you can believe in God. I don't want to go that way yet. Believing does not come by seeing or tasting or feeling or smelling. See, that's reasoning. That's in the reasoning realm. Believing is by the heart, and that's by the Spirit of God. See, when we worshiped, you know who was in this room? Jesus was in this room by faith. Because Jesus said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in Jesus, in truth. God's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. There's some people come to church, they just worship, but they just waving their hands. I'm not picking out. I'm just saying, if you really want to, John Jenkins touched on it. The presence of God, the glory of God. We're going to get in that a little bit later. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must believe by faith and worship him in spirit and in truth. See, a lot of people go to church and say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that message. You wasn't believing. You was just listening. See, if you come in here believing what I'm preaching, everybody in this church can get totally something different by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because God knows your heart. I do not. He knows what you're believing him for. And he'll speak it. He'll pull it out of me. I'll say something. I'll bring a pillow to church. Amen. What if I'd have stayed in bed all night, Reed, and just I pressed through and get... I rebuke this pizza in Jesus' name. I'm going to sleep. I wouldn't have got up. I wouldn't have brought the pillow because I wouldn't have slept on it. I mean, the Lord could have said, go in there and get that pillow, but I put my head on that thing. And he reminded me that was a joy pillow. I didn't feel no joy. Every time I get up, go to the restroom, I come back, the dog was on my blanket and his head was on that pillow. The dog doesn't have a spirit, but he's got a soul. He knows when I get up, that place is warm. And he likes to go get in that warm spot. He's man's best friend. What's he doing? He just keeps my place warm until I get back. He knows I'm coming back. And he don't like to move real quick. Get up. And he'll get up. He'll go back to his place. But you got to watch it. That's just like the devil, too. Sometimes the devil like that. He like to come steal, kill, and destroy. You know, you get up, move. Next thing you know, you didn't lock the door, some thief coming in and steal something out of your house. You can't trust a feeling. Amen. My joy is not based on a feeling. My peace is not based on a feeling. There's a China spy balloon flew over North Carolina, close to my house, went down right where we go vacation at, was shot down. You know what? I didn't have peace about that in the natural. But my peace is not based on what China's doing. My peace is based on what Jesus has done. And if he took his children out of Egypt, he's going to take me out of this earth before anybody tries to blow it up. Ain't nobody blowing my house up. That's God's house. You got to believe that or be left behind. Come on. Jesus is coming back for his church, not for an institution that believes they are church. He's coming back for the blood washed and the bought, the ones that are got oil in their lamps, believing the Holy Ghost and his power. Amen? He's coming back for those that are watching for his appearing. I ain't saying that's what the Bible says. That's why I read Galatians 5. If you be in Christ, stay in Christ. Because there's going to be a lot of antichrist in this world. They're already here. They were here when Jesus was here. They were against his father's teachings. And then he made it personal. Jesus said, I am that I am. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. And they're still. And Paul was against his teaching. But thank God Paul. Thank God Saul got knocked off of his horse. That's mercy. Knock me off my horse. Keep me from hell, God. Come on. God don't want to knock people off their horses. Thank God God just blinded Paul so that he could be still and see himself. Instead of be what? Seeing and go to hell. Blind me, Lord, that I might see if I'm dark. To keep me from hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand how close Saul was to going to hell? And he was a religious man. He thought he was going to heaven, but he was deceived. Come on, guys. We're in a world. There's all kind of people worshiping all kind of gods out here, calling it my father, and they're wrong. I said, they're wrong. In these last days, we're going to be bold and strong. Amen. We're going to stand for truth. Amen. We got to be. In the last days, in the end times, his spirit's done been poured out, but God's going to turn up the fire. Amen. Turn up the fire. And as a pastor, as a shepherd, I got to be watching for your souls. My souls, your souls. Amen. Because there's the enemy of your soul out there. He's called the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kelsey, if you'll pull up our PowerPoint. Jesus is the truth and the way and the life. Amen. And for 2023, he has told us, the shepherd told us in Psalms 23:4, fear not, for the Lord is with thee. Fear not, for the Lord is with me. 2023 shall be a year of victories. And I should add to that, to all who believe. Amen. Believe in what? Believe in the victory. Yeah. Not in my works, in the works of the cross. And the Lord also told me this. And I'm not belittling the cross. But remember the song, I Cling to the Old Rugged Cross? If we sing that song, you know what we're going to feel? We're going to feel the pain of that cross. Now, some that don't know Jesus, that might help. But you know what? Jesus does not want us cling to that cross. He said, pick up your cross. March forward. Pick up your cross and go to Pentecost. Pick up your cross and meet me in the upper room because I'm going to give you power. Power to tread upon serpents and all the power of the enemy. That is cancer, diabetes, you name anything that's dark, anything that's evil. It didn't come from God, and Jesus died to set us free. But we got to pick up the banner, the blood-bought banner, and we got to pick up that cross and go to Pentecost, get filled with the Holy Ghost and power, and then go destroy principalities and powers. Amen. With the love of God. Amen. Good news. Jesus said, I'm anointed with good news. Jubilee. Amen. Everything is back to zero. Your sins, everything's back to zero. Hallelujah. And we talked about Psalms 23. The first thing we talked about, the Lord is what? He's my shepherd. David said, he's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. Where are we at? Get me on over there. Flip that thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, gosh, I got it small, didn't I? I can read it here, though. You're fine. We talked about he's my shepherd. That's a relationship. That's what we talked about the first time we had this series. And I'm going to read it up here, Kelsey. And that was in John 1, 11 through 12. Talks about the privileges. You don't think you got some privileges when you get born again? Jesus is my shepherd. We got privileges in the kingdom. And it's speaking about eternal sonship in heaven, but it denotes victory in this life. As Jesus experienced it. That's John 10, 10. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But that ain't the end of the book. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it till it overflows. Next point. I'll say point. Just quick, PowerPoint. Next PowerPoint. And we talked about Psalms 34, 9, and 10. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there's no decrease. I shall not want decrease. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not decrease. That's in the Hebrew. I hadn't heard it that way before. I like that. Why? Because God, that's supply. The Lord is my supply. Leo, remember going to the lumber yard? You know, when you're building something, you run out of supplies, you got to go to the supply store, right? You got to where you like certain ones. What they got, maybe the stuff you need, right? The stuff that Leo needs. You know where it is. Do you know where your supply is, Christians? It's in the Christ. Amen. See, a lot of people going to the wrong store. They got to go to Jesus because he's the key to the door. Jesus, he's the key. He brings increase, not decrease, because there's no decrease to them that fear Jesus, fear the Lord. See, Jesus said that was his Father. He submitted everything to his Father, just like we submit ourselves to the Lord. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Jehovah shall not decrease in any good thing. We got to keep seeking the Lord Jehovah. Not just on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 24-7, 365. Because the Lord is not slack concerning his promises that he is faithful. If I keep seeking him, I'm going to find him today and I'm going to find him tomorrow. Amen. Amen. But there's some that they want to just, he said, hang on to the plow, go forward. He said, don't look back, don't turn loose of that plow. He said, keep tilling the ground. Keep your hand on the plow because there's harvest in the ground. Amen. There's harvest, Terry, that you didn't sow for. That's yours by inheritance, by benefit, by the shepherd. Amen. That's what the word says. He gave his children. He said, there's a promised land over there. That there's fruit over there. You didn't till the ground. You didn't plant the seed, but it's yours. But there's giants, Lord. He said, I know. That's why you got me. That's why you got the Lord. Amen. Because them giants don't have a covenant with me, but you do. Come on, we got a covenant with Jesus. Amen. But Pastor, the eggs are $8 a dozen now. So you own the chickens. God owns the chickens. He gives them to you. Come on. He'll send you chickens if he has to, if you'll trust him. Come on. Crack a dozen. Psalms, we got to bring this down to our day. Come on. I'm sure they had their day. Moses, how are you going to feed us all, Moses? Manna. Bread from heaven. What is this? That's how I got his name. What is this? This ain't leeks. This ain't the food of Egypt. Be careful what you ask God for. And we don't want this God. He's trying to crucify their flesh. He's trying to get them to depend on God, not Pharaoh. See, he wants to give him. God wants to give him all these things. But you got to know, you got to trust God to get it. Amen. Psalms 115, 13, 14, talking about the Lord is my shepherd. We're not going to decrease. Now, y'all got to help me preach this thing. I got to work on my PowerPoint. I don't like looking. I like looking. You know what? I ain't got to do this. Y'all pray in the Holy Ghost. You always got to have a backup plan. Ain't got Jesus. Come on, somebody testify. I know somebody got to testify. Somebody testify. Somebody stand up and tell what God. Increase. Somebody talk about increase for a minute. Come on. Get that mic. Get that mic. Wait a minute. Let's get that mic to him. Reed, get that mic back there. I tell you, Lord, he'll help you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Told you y'all going to help me preach this.
God is good all the time. Talking about eggs, my brother has been, he knows somebody that runs a farm, and he's been getting eggs and for probably last month now. We haven't had to buy one egg, and I've been able to bless my two daughters with eggs. And some of them even have double yolks. And then our Dale finally got okayed for a wheelchair, and the church was going to pay what our payment was, but our daughter, oldest daughter, blessed us, her and her husband, to pay the co-payment. So we're just waiting on his new wheelchair. It's manual, but we're blessed he needs it. And then not only that, but she blessed us with extra. So, I mean, God has just been blessing us. We had a leak in our roof, and I thought, oh, man. We just had the front porch done last summer. The roof's only about 12, 13 years old. And I walked up in the attic the other day to see if it was raining. I said, you know what, Lord, we cannot afford a new roof. You're going to have to fix it for us. And I went up there the other day when it was raining so hard, and there's no leak. So I know that God's watching over us. No, I thank Him. I thank Him for it.
That's a double no leak. The last rain, when me and Leo come up here, and Leo got up on that roof, he sprayed. I don't see no. Now, y'all see a stain, but we flip it around. That way we're not going to put a new piece till we know we got the job done. You know what I mean? But there's no stain. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother.
See, she muted that. I got muted. That's all right. Hey, I have faith. I knew Leo was going to get up there. I ain't getting up there on that. I ain't getting up on that roof. Hallelujah. Psalms 115, 13, 14 says, the Lord, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Small and great. He'll bless the kids. Kids come to church. Kids go out here and do something. God will use them kids. He'll the anointing will come upon them kids. Y'all remember when I was at Mount Morning in the third grade, some things they won't let the kids go outside and play. By God, our monkey bars, they were metal, and they were two-story. I mean, when I say two-story, to me, they looked two-story. I was up climbing metal monkey bars. I was the king of the hill. That's what we're king of the hill. I'm king of the monkey bars. People throw you off up there. We survived. Oh, kid, y'all stay home. Y'all going to do virtual learning today. We got to toughen our kids up with the Word of God. Amen. That we got to, like a callus, you want something, you want to play a guitar, you got to keep playing, don't you, Larry Honeycutt? Keep playing it until your fingers hurt. I don't care if your fingers hurt, you're going to get some calluses, and then you can play that thing. See, a lot of people want to say they know Jesus and want to do the works that He did, but they don't want to walk the walk that He walked. Amen? And the persecution that He took. He didn't have a place to lay His head, that He wasn't persecuted, wasn't trying to be, I'll kill Him, throw Him off a cliff. Jesus, for loving people. This is our shepherd, and we trust Him. We shall not decrease in this land. But you know, you're supposed to be humble before the Lord and take a vow of poverty. That's a doctrine of the devil. Yes. A vow of poverty. Why would Jesus say, I became poor to give you His riches? Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said. He speaks the truth. Amen. I believe Jesus. Now, if you want to take a vow of poverty, the devil will oblige you real kindly. He will steal, kill, and destroy every chance you give him. But that ain't God. That ain't the Father. Next slide. Psalms 23. He makes me, this is my shepherd, makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, all those pastures, depending on where you live, ain't too green right now. They kind of brown, but hang around. We had a lot of rain, greens coming out of the ground. Come on, I guarantee when that sun stays out and it gets warmer, we're going to have some green. Them cows are going to be mooing. Till they stay at home. They move till the cow comes home. They're going to have nice green grass. Hebrews 4. Now, he makes me lie down in green pastures. That's rest. Think of rest. I ain't talking about just laying in your recliner. That ain't God's kind of rest. I'm talking about green pastures and the grass. I remember when I was a kid, I loved to get out in our fields and just roll around in it, man. Looking up at the blue sky, fly kites, just laying until I ran across some of them bees that's in the ground. I remember them too. I ran across some bees. They stung me. I was up and running. And it's amazing. We just had fields like this, and I could just, like, I was an army man, you know, just going down through there and using my imaginations. And I remember those bees, but I didn't remember where they were. And they would get me. I'd run across them, but you know what? It didn't stop me from having fun. I would go back, challenge the bees. You know what? They ain't going to stop me from using my imagination. I took some hornet stings and different things, but you know what? I came back for the fight. Amen? I took some gas one day. I fixed them. Tell you what, we learned some things. Hebrews 4, 8 through 11 talk about he makes me lie down in green pastures. 8 through 11, for if Jesus had given them rest, book of Hebrews, then would he have not afterwards spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entered into his rest, he also has ceased. See, remember what we talked about? Ceased from his own works as God did from his. Believing in the rest. Don't try to go do all this faith in your faith. You got to rest in God's faith. Give him his word back. See, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You go out and you do it, and in your doing, you're giving God your faith, and God is giving you his grace. Amen. The ability to rest and let your body be healed. Did you hear that? Rest means to cease from you trying to do it, maybe all the ways we've been told to do it, which I'm not saying all those ways are wrong, right? But what has God said? If he says go dip in your bathtub 7 times in the dirty bathtub water, maybe the Jordan was dirty water. I'm not going to say anything else, but if God says do it and be healed. He says, cut off a cedar post, pull it, tug it, burn it, blow it up. Jed Clampett shot, Jed was shooting at something and oil come up out of the ground. I can't remember what he was shooting at. Dum, 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 dum. Another day, shooting at some Sioux up to the ground, come a bubbling crew. I don't know what he was shooting at. But he missed. Jed missed. Sometimes your miss will be on purpose to hit God. Amen. Come on, David threw a rock. Now, David was good with the rock, but he wasn't good because of his works. He was good because Christ gave him that gift of the shepherd boy to protect what? The sheep. And that rock is Christ. Amen. That's the angel. However God did it, when David threw the rock, it hit its target. Come on, guys. I'm not that good of a, I'm not a great shot in my own self, but I'm not in my own self. I don't own guns. I'm not against guns. I got a sword. You can't see it, but the devil can. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As Christians, we got swords. Hallelujah. You're never without arms in the army of the Lord. Nothing wrong with having guns. I would approve to go get you one. Amen. Have a sword and a gun. I ain't saying I won't get one. Rowan has a desire. He went out with his girlfriend's dad and to the shooting range, first one that's been on the shooting range. And I've shot some guns, and he came back, and it's going to be a message for one day. He got some pretty good shots on that thing. Maybe somebody in the works there, Leo. Amen. Whatever God has called you to do, do it with all your heart, with all your soul, and by all your mind, and all your strength. Honor the Lord. Jesus in Hebrews, let us labor therefore to enter that rest. Do what you got to do to keep God's word first in your life. You're going to be tempted. We're going to be tempted by our friends, by our family. You know, they won't know. compromise. Don't compromise the word. Amen. Don't compromise it. Let us labor, therefore, to enter that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. See, we have to cease from trusting in our own works, and that's everything. The way you get born again by faith, the way I receive Jesus at my home, in my heart, that's the way you do everything by faith. You trust in his word, there it is, you see it, you believe it, I'm going to do it. That's righteousness. That's doing it right. Even though the crowd, two-thirds of everybody is doing it wrong. They might be prospering, but are they prospering God's way? Come on. There is a way that seemed right to the man, but the Bible says the end thereof is death. I don't want to do it man's way. I want to do it God's way. Because his way, the Bible says, it's a good way. Amen. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Who finished that? And he adds no sorrow with it. See, there's no sorrow for your tomorrow if you do it God's way. You do it man's way. Oh, man, we're gonna invest in that stock. Man, it's booming. But you have that little knowing on the inside. Don't do that. I got to do it. Man, look at this. Look at this. Everybody's putting. And then it crashes. That's sorrow. Amen. That's sorrow. Amen. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Lord. He has blessed us. We're going to do this next one, then we're going to close. The Lord leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. You want to leave this place and have some refreshments? You probably had some if you came to this place. Coffee, water. We got hot cocoa over there. I had me a Dunkin' small frozen caramel coffee. Side of bacon this morning too. That's what I wanted. Amen. It was good. It was real good. To sheep lying down in green pastures symbolizes total safety in a place with abundant provision. That would be me laying in a green pasture with a frozen caramel coffee and a side of bacon. See, still waters running deep. Therefore, this is describing such an abundance of life-giving water that drought would never be a factor. Wouldn't even be thinking about drought. There's no way. This is what the Lord is talking about, leading me beside those still waters. I'm looking at the water, and I'm never even thinking about have any doubt, any fear of lack of water. No way, Jose. That's what it means to trust the Lord every day. Psalms 46, 7 through 10. The Lord of hosts is what? He's with us. The God of Jacob, he's our refuge. He's our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. He even floods Pharaoh. The Lord said, the enemy you see today, you'll see no more forever. Man, the Israelites went in on dry ground, parted the Red Sea. But when the enemy came, God brought that water down. The same water that saved them is the same water that destroyed the enemy. That's still waters. I hadn't seen it till today. That's still waters. They might not have to be still, but when God says they're still, for you, they're going to be safety. It's going to be protection. But the enemy that's coming behind you, to them, it's a flood. Amen? If God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care who it is. He'll do what he has to do to keep you safe. Amen. That is supernatural. That hasn't happened but one time. Amen. But you could be a one-time miracle of God. Hallelujah. God's not short on miracles. I tell you what, for Joshua, he said, son, be still. I need more time to slay these enemies of God. The world stood still. That's the God we serve, Dale. That's our God. Amen. He hears. We don't have to ask a second time. You ask in faith, it's done. Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. You Amen. Shall have them. He didn't say you had to wait a minute. Nope, he said, you shall have them. Amen. The Lord of hosts, he's with us. The God of Jacob, he is our refuge. I'm gonna ask the praise team to come up here and lead us in a song. And then we're just gonna let the Lord move, do what he needs to do. Because when I laid my head on that pillow and woke up, that pillow don't bring me joy, but Jesus did. And the Bible says it's the joy of the Lord that brings me my strength. And we just sang, we just praised the Lord a couple weeks ago. It might have been last week. It says, I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my sicknesses, and I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to sing it again. Play it again, Sam. Play it again, Kelsey. Let's worship the Lord.
Cute and not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure. This joy's gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame.
Strength again.
communion, worship. You'll sit down. Larry Honeycutt, stand up. Come on down here. Larry Honeycutt, if you'll come to the front. Vicky, come up here to the front. I just know this by the Spirit of God. I was hoping Larry Honeycutt would come to church today. My God, sit down right there, Larry. Vicky, this is the place of refuge. This is a place where miracles take place. Now, Larry's dealing with some heart issues, and so is Vicky. But today, the Bible said, Jesus said, Moses said, the enemy you see today, you'll see no more forever. There's going to be a change. If you believe, I believe this is God. I believe His Word. I believe His prophets. And the Bible says that when you come to God, you get more. You get double for your trouble. Larry Honeycutt, no shame. No shame. Whatever you've done in your body, Jesus has healed. No shame. There's no guilt. Jesus took that guilt. Vicky, we got to quit looking at what we've done, and we got to look at what Jesus has done. When He loved us, He loves us completely, fully, and He wants both of us, all of us, to live a long, prosperous life as long as we want to live it. Jesus said, I'll do the healing. You do the testifying. And we're going to, and it ain't by man's hand, it's by God's hands that things created miracles. Hearts come alive. Kidneys come alive. Hallelujah, they come alive. I'm going to take some anointing oil and I'm going to anoint you. And I want you just to receive from Jesus. It's a work that only God can do. But if you'll believe it, and when you leave this place, anybody ask you how you're doing, you say, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Because Jesus is fine. And He said, if we'll just keep giving Him faith, He'll keep giving us life, and that more abundantly. Whatever, there might be other problems in your body. He'll take care of that too. If you have diabetes, struggling with diabetes or high blood pressure, come up here on this pew. Diabetes or high blood pressure. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that anointing right now, Lord. I'm just being obedient, and we thank you, Lord, for the creative miracle and healing, Lord, that whatever Larry Honeycutt needs to last, to live his days here on this earth, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for doing the work, Lord. We call it done in the name of Jesus. We put the devil on the run. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, that we're a church, that we believe, Lord, we believe. Lord, you said you confirm your word with signs following the preaching and teaching of the word of God, of the word of truth. And we will not be denied. Your people will not be denied. Lord, what you died for, Lord, you rose from the grave and you defeated all these curses, Lord, that came upon us. Lord, you delivered us completely. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, your anointing. Lord, who the Son sets free, Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Buck is free. Lord, we thank you. He's free today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus said, thank you for coming to be set free. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for freedom right now, Lord. Whatever's attacking his mind and his body has to leave. There it went. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for Darlene, Lord. She's your child. And, Lord, she comes to get that living water today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for filling her with that refreshing water, Lord. And she comes to those green pastures, Lord. She will not be denied what she's believing for. Jesus, you are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are our Messiah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. You are our healer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for complete restoration. Lord, we give you the praise right now for our bodies being changed, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing right now, destroying the works of the devil, bringing peace to our minds, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Manifesting the works of Jesus right now in God's sheep and his people, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, being our shepherd. Thank you, Lord, for sending me here, Lord, to be your hands, Lord, to just release your power to your people. Power to the people. Power to your people in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for freedom. We thank you, Lord, for Brenda, Lord, being a blessing to your body. And thank you, Lord, for blessing her body, Lord, filling her with joy, in the joy in Jesus' name. The joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the men and women of God right now, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Their best days are ahead. Lord, they have nothing but best days in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the praise team, for the words that come forth, for the spiritual songs that come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for a mighty work of your power. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. You're mighty, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. There's power. There's power in your name. We thank you, Lord, for power, for your mighty work and power in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We're not working it up. We're believing it, Lord. We're receiving it. Lord, it ain't by works, Lord. We ain't going to boast. We're going, it's the glory of God. It's your goodness, Lord. I said, it's the goodness of God. That's the glory of God, is the goodness of God. And we're going to see that goodness manifested in this church, in these people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We praise you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See.
We come against every enemy that has come against him. In the name of
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Everything that the enemy has sent, we come against it. We bind it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. And we speak
Jesus.
To the past. Yes, we speak to his bodily organs. We say, live.
Yes, Jesus.
God, live. Hallelujah. Live. Live.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Live. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Functioning in the design and created by the Creator.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. I receive. Say, I receive. I believe. I speak. We speak. That same spirit of faith. We speak. We speak, Terry Baker. We speak. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for a clean bill of health. Lord, everything Terry's been praying for, believing for, Father God, he'll see it. I said, we're going to decree it, and he's going to see it. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that, Father. We give you the praise, Lord. Lord, we're not looking for a manifestation. We're not looking for that glory cloud. Lord, you are the glory. Lord, if it brings a cloud, let it bring. But you know what? We're looking to Jesus. Jesus said, greater faith because you believe. And Lord, we will see. And Lord, we give you the praise right now, Father God, for the manifestation of your glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We receive all your gifts, the manifestation of your gifts, the power gifts, Lord, the vocal gifts. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all the giftings in this body, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a year of visitations, for visiting your people, Lord. Visiting your people. Not just this people, your people. All around the world, Father. Lord, there's people out there like Saul. They're in religions. They don't have a relationship with God. Because that only comes through Christ Jesus. Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Lord, open their eyes. Lord, here we are. Send us. Send us to all those strategic places. And if you be willing and obedient, the Lord says you'll eat the good of the land. You go get me those souls and I'll bring you all the goodness. I'll bring you all the spoils of the devil, all the spoils of Egypt. God says you can have it. They're ours for the taking. But God says, give me those souls. I want those souls. Because every soul that is not serving Jesus when it comes in, that's wealth into the kingdom. That's wealth that's not being spent against evil things. See, that's the way I see it. You know how that transfer of wealth is going to be? It's when all those unrighteous become righteous.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Plus, we got the enemy spoil. Amen. That's double for your trouble. Double. Hallelujah. That'll preach on the book. Glory to God. Just lift your hands. Yeah. You sure can.
There's a kid I had 2 years ago. He's in eighth grade right now. And this week, we just found out that he has acute lymphoma leukemia, and his name is Jamon King.
Jamon,
so if we can lift him up,
yes,
really
Lord,
appreciate it.
Hallelujah! Is he in your class or just?
He was in my class 2 years ago.
Hallelujah!
He's in eighth grade right now.
Hallelujah, Father, Lord, you see this Jamon right here on our screen, Lord. Father, we just stretch forth our faith, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Remove this bad report. Remove this infirmity out of his body, Lord. We curse it right now. 22, Lord, 2-2. Lord, we call 2-2. We call him healed.
We call him free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now for your divine touch to him, Lord. Raising him up for perfect labors, Lord, that he'll have a he'll speak faith, Lord. He'll have that spirit of faith that will hit him, Lord. And he'll call upon the name of the Lord, his healer, Jehovah Rapha, his healer. And he will receive that, Father. And he'll live a long, prosperous life. We bind you, devil. We cast you off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when Jesus died on that cross, he died for Jamon. He died for all the Jamons, all those. He died for us. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed. Glory to God. If you need to stay, stay. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, this is just like Moses. God told Moses, this month is the beginning of months. This month is the beginning of months. For all you that receive, pray, this is our month of beginning of months of walking free in the kingdom. Amen. Of walking free from the enemy's attacks. That's everybody under my voice here and online. If you'll believe it, walk in it. Get up and march forward like God said to do. Don't go testify what the devil's doing. Testify what Jesus is doing. Amen. Give God your faith. That's your testimony. Father, I bless your people. I thank you, Lord, for touching them, for healing them, Lord, for blessing them. Your name is a great tower. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your power. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that are yet to come in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. You're blessed. We'll see you next Sunday. Wednesday night too. Bring one, bring two.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.